You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, welcome to our Forest Facebook page, or Garibaldi Red podcast. A few really, really big games coming up. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know how you think Forest should line up against Brighton this weekend. Would you make any changes? Would you start Taiwo? Obviously, he was on the bench last time against Liverpool. I think I would bring him back in for this one. It's a really difficult decision to make because I think Divock Origi has done really well in the last few games. In the last three games, he's looked really, really bright. Obviously, he started on the right last weekend against Liverpool. I think I would have him on the bench, though, this weekend. Start Taiwo, have the three of Anthony Elanga, Morgan Gibbs-White and Callum Hudson-Odoi, because I think Forest's counter-attack and the pace that they have at the top end of the pitch can be really dangerous against Brighton. Really good team, Brighton. It's going to be a difficult game, but I think having that kind of combination, and it's worked well before, I think they could cause Brighton some problems. So that would be how I would have Forest line up, expecting that Chris Wood might be involved on Saturday. Same with Willy Bolly. They're really close. Whether they would start, though, I'm not so sure. I think that Nuno will probably ease them back in, particularly in the case of Chris Wood, because he's had quite a bad injury. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see them both on the bench rather than start. But having them back available, really, really important, particularly Chris Wood. Obviously, he was so crucial while Taiwo was out, scores goals. Looks like he suits the way that Nuno plays quite well, I think. So he'll be massive having him back. Having as many options as possible is so important. We wait to see about Nicolas Dominguez. Obviously, he came off against Liverpool with a bit of a knock. He had to be helped off the pitch, which was a bit of a worry. Nuno said he didn't think it was anything serious, but we should get an update on that when we speak to the manager later this week. Hopefully it's not. Again, though, whether he would be okay to start, I'm not so sure. As for at the back, I think I would stick with Andrew Omar-Bamideli and Murillo as the partnership. Big call to make, as it was against Liverpool, because they're two young, relatively inexperienced centre-backs. But whenever they play together, I think they do work well. And last Saturday, they were excellent. For 97-odd minutes, Forest were superb defensively, really disciplined. Omar-Bamideli and Murillo made some terrific blocks and interventions. So I think they deserve to keep their places. It was a little harsh on Omar-Bamideli anyway, I think, to have found himself out of the 11, because he's been doing well. Looks a player with a really bright future ahead of him, as does Murillo, obviously. So I think I'd keep those two in place. Still Willy Bolly to come back in. Obviously, as I said, he's getting close, same as Chris Wood. Not sure I would bring him in on Saturday straight away, though. Felipe as well. Nuno has him as an option. Obviously, he's... hinted that it's or pretty much said that he's going to retire at the end of the season. So a big few weeks ahead for him. We all know what he's capable of. He was so important at the back end of last season. He can be again. I think he's going to have a big role to play. But I think for me, I would stick with Omar Bamadeli and Murillo as the partnership on Sunday. I keep wanting to say Saturday, but it is Sunday. I think it's going to be a difficult decision to make for Nuno, though. He's got some big selection calls. Getting a settled side, I mention this all the time, but I think it's so important to have level of consistency develop in the team. It does depend week to week on the opposition, on the game plan, and obviously injuries and suspensions and everything else we've seen has an impact on availability. But I would just like to see, particularly at the back, a bit of a settled team develop, because I think Forest just need to build momentum. Last few games sounds such a cliche, and it is, but fine margins are really costly. I think Forest have a lot to be encouraged by, and plenty of positives to take from recent games, particularly, even though the results haven't been coming. It's little things that are costing them. For the most part, under Nuno, scoring goals, creating chances hasn't been a problem. Last couple of games, maybe some of the finishing, some of the final balls haven't quite been there. Forest have created chances, but not taking them. And that's ended up being costly in the end. And then it's little moments defensively. The Premier League is so tough. If you're not at it 100% for, as we saw on Saturday, 97, 98 odd minutes, depending on what happens, teams are capable of punishing you. You have to be fully switched on. But I do think it's not too far away from really clicking. And we've seen earlier in Nuno's reign what Forest are capable of, particularly away from home. You only have to look at that Newcastle game. I know it seems a while ago now, but that really set the standard of what Forest can do under Nuno. So they are capable of it. And I'm going to bring this up. Richard, who makes a really valid point, says, won't be easy, but get Brighton at the right team after they've been beaten in the league and play Thursday night. You're right, Richard. I think there's an opportunity there at Brighton. As I said, I think they are a really, really good team. But Forest are capable of giving any side a go. We've seen that. They've shown that. Showed that against Manchester United in the FA Cup. Showed it against Liverpool on Saturday. I just think it's little, as I said, little fine margins. But you're right. Maybe the fact that Brighton have another game this week, maybe that's something to capitalise on. I know whenever we speak to Nuno and kind of put that to him, it's impossible to predict, isn't it? If Brighton get a good result on Thursday night, their spirits will be high. It's you have to treat each game on its own. Look at it as an opportunity. Forest have to go there and believe they can get something, and they are capable of doing that. The only concern at the minute, a little bit, is that we're getting to that stage of the season where 11 games left, results need to come, need to pick up points, particularly as the threat of the points deduction. So games like Saturday, I think a point would be a good result. I think away from home, it generally always is. But I do think Forest can go there and give Brighton a really good game. As I said, I think the pace of Anthony Elanga can be really, really important. I think he's capable of really getting at Brighton. Morgan Gibbs-White, always so crucial. If he's on form, we know what he can do. I do think it's a big dilemma whether to keep Origi in. I just think that Anthony Elanga, for me, has been better on the right. And obviously that's where Nuno played Origi when he started. So I guess you could play Origi centrally, but for whatever reason, Nuno didn't consider that or didn't use that on Saturday. So I think I would stick with the combination of Elanga, Gibbs-White and Callum Hudson-Odoi, because I think those three work really well together. Taiwo is still building up his sharpness. He's still not quite 100%. I think actually the decision to have him on the bench against Liverpool was a good one, actually, because being able to call upon him to come on, it's not a bad option to have, and he's capable of making an impact from off the bench. But I would start him on Saturday. I think he does need to keep building up his minutes and keep finding his form. We know he's not quite at full sharpness yet, but he can get there. Hopefully he does pretty soon. Having Chris Wood back, though, will make a big difference. As I said, he's shown what he can do under Nuno, gets goals, a different player to Taiwo, obviously, and Origi. Having as many options as possible is going to be so important. Getting into good positions, creating opportunities. Forest have really been doing that. It's just that final ball or that final final touch that has just not quite been there. You only have to go back a few weeks previously when goals were not hard to come by. So it's something to work on. It's something to be aware of. Earlier in Nuno's tenure, it wasn't a problem. So I don't think it's something to be alarmed about just yet. Hopefully Saturday or Sunday, as I keep getting the days mixed up, hopefully we see some goals and then we don't have to talk about those missed chances again. Hi Pangaj, if I said that right, says key to Sunday is not to capsize in the first half. Agree. We go into many games feeling positive, but poor starts leave us too much to do. Completely agree. Forest have started slowly in some games and then they end up having to play catch up, or they're having to find their rhythm a bit and it takes a while for them to get going. Need to be at it from the off. Need to really play with intent from the beginning, really. I think if they can, as you said, if they can get at Brighton quickly, then you never know. Then it's kind of building and finding a rhythm and getting some momentum and getting players into the game and giving Brighton something to think about. Because if Forest start well, if Forest start quickly, then all of a sudden, away from home, you never know what the atmosphere is going to be like in away stadiums and whether home teams get a little bit nervous or a little bit tense. A good start can make such a big difference.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You don't want to have to play catch up. You don't want to have an uphill battle or a mountain to climb, as Forest ended up doing at Villa, because we saw how difficult it is if you don't start well, particularly against particularly away from home. First half is key. I think you're right. Going into it with positivity, belief, feeling that they can get something from it. I don't think it's a must-win game, but I think it's an important one. Because of recent results, because of not quite getting the result that performances have always merited. If Forest can put in a good performance, if they can get a positive result, and as I said, I think a draw would not be a bad result on Sunday at all, then that gives it can spark something, because there's some really big games coming up, really, really important ones, and you want to go into them feeling confident with belief, and one big performance, one big result can do that. So Sunday has to be an opportunity. Emma says, when we score early, though, we don't always hang on to it. Good point. Against Liverpool, I thought Forest were excellent as a team, as a back four. I thought Matt Sells did really well in goal. Prior to that, obviously, they'd been a bit vulnerable at the back. So the game against Liverpool can be a building block in that sense. It can be something to a foundation to build on. I think that can help when you talk about scoring early and not necessarily hanging on to it. If Forest can look back at that Liverpool game and think about how solid they were, how disciplined, how organised, then you have that mentality for the games to come. It is difficult, isn't it? It's just the fine margins. It's just cutting out, like we've seen, those individual errors, the set pieces that sometimes cause a problem. Premier League, it's just ruthless. And if you don't get everything right, sometimes that can end up costing you. I do think Forest are getting there, though. I do think that they're not too far away. In terms of scoring early, as you mentioned, Emma, I think then the challenge is not necessarily hanging on to it. It's building on it. It's getting more goals. So maybe get an early goal, but then kick on and get another one, and really, really put a marker on the game, really show your intent, really go out there and put the game to bed. Because we've seen in recent games that if that doesn't happen, teams can hit you late on and end up being decisive. This one from Michael says, Awoniyi out of condition, play Origi. I think it is a difficult decision to make, Michael, and I do think it'll be, if Origi does miss out on the 11, I do think it'll be, he every right to feel hard done by him because he's done really well. He's starting to show what everybody hoped he would. He started to be the player that Forest hoped they were getting. He's looked really bright, really lively, had an impact on games. Just needs the finish sometimes. He had that big chance on Saturday. I think a goal or could really get him going. And I do think that he's going to be important in the back end of this season. I think that he can be a big player. Now he's finding form. Now he's settled and grown into the side a bit. I just think Awoniyi offers something different. And I still think when he's on top form, I know he's not quite there yet, but Forest look a different team. He needs to be managed carefully. Nuno's spoken about that, how he's having to manage him in training and in games. And sometimes that means he doesn't start necessarily or he comes at a certain time. I think he's just such an important player, though. And if you want, he's missed a couple of big chances. But if you want somebody in a good position to finish it off, more often than not, you'd say that Taiwo is capable of doing that. He just needs to get going. Forest need it to happen quickly because he's so important. And I guess the way that you build up that sharpness and that fitness is by minutes, is by playing games, but doing it in the right way. He's had to play more minutes in a shorter space of time than Forest would have liked because of the injury to Chris Wood. That has been far from ideal. To get him there, I think it's about building him back up, and hopefully he finds his form again soon, because he's such a dangerous player. He gives defenders headaches, scores goals, and I just think Forest look a better team when he's there and when he's in top form. So I'd start him on Saturday. There is the option, I guess, of having Origi and Awoniyi in the same 11. As I said, Origi played on the right. I just think Alanga can make a big difference on Sunday. I think I know he could play on the left, but I think he is more comfortable when he's more effective when he's played on the right. And I think he could be a difference maker on Sunday. Andy, hi Andy, says, why was Gio Reyna missing at the weekend? Needs to be given a chance. He'd picked up a knock, Andy, in the build-up to the game. Nothing serious. Hopefully he'll be available again, or Forest were certainly expecting him to be available again to face Brighton. We haven't really seen Reyna yet. We've seen glimpses of him, and he's been restricted to a substitute's role in a few minutes here and there, so he's not really been able to get going. The same as Origi, though. When you get a chance, you have to take it. You have to really make the most of your opportunities, catch the eye, give the manager a decision to make. Reyna has looked okay, without particularly standing out at the minute for me. I think he deserves more opportunities, but I'm not sure he's worked his way into the starting 11 yet. And who do you leave out if you do start him? I think others are ahead of him at the moment. That's why when he does get an opportunity, he really has to grasp it with both hands. You have to force your way into the team. You have to give the manager something to think about. And for me, he's not quite done that yet. I guess you can argue lack of minutes and not really get an opportunity to get into any kind of rhythm or build momentum. But I don't know who you would leave out at the moment to give him an opportunity from the start. As I said, I think the expectation is that he would be available on Sunday, but I think it would most likely be on the bench again. An interesting one, this one. What's our first choice back four? I'm not sure. And in March, that isn't a good place to be. Good point. And I do agree with it to an extent. Omobamideli and Murillo have worked really well together. Is that maybe the first choice at the moment? And you're right, it isn't a good place to be. I think I've banged this drum several times now, but I think having a settled back line is so, so important. It makes a difference, particularly when you've got a goalkeeper who came in January, who still hasn't really played a lot of games, who's still getting to know his teammates, the players around him. I think there is a need to find a settled defence, but what that is tricky. Willy Bolly has done really well previously, and I think having an experienced head in there can make a big difference, particularly at this stage of the season. Heading into these huge games, somebody who has a bit of know-how of what to expect in certain Premier League situations, in dealing with the tension, the nervousness, I think Bolly can be big in that sense. Felipe as well, obviously he did that last season. So those two are going to be really important, I think. Niakate as well, keep forgetting about him, but he's generally done pretty well. So I guess I can't give what I think is the first choice back four. I'm probably the same as you, not entirely sure at the minute. Further up the pitch, I think that does tend to vary game to game, because you can have different setups, you can have different combinations work better against certain opposition. But at the back, for me, it's so important just to have to know or to have some kind of settled lineup. As I said, injuries and suspensions sometimes play a part. But yeah, it is a difficult one. It really made me think. At the minute, in terms of fullbacks, obviously injuries limit limit the options there. So Williams and Toffolo were a first choice. And I think even if Montiel were fit and maybe not Olerena, but on the right, I think Nico has been in great form. So he's first choice right back at the minute for me. The left, a little bit more uncertain. Aina was really good at the first half of the season. So maybe he would be first choice, but again, it's getting him fit and getting him back involved. Toffolo is generally pretty solid defensively, and he can put some really good crosses in. Tavares had just started to get going, and unfortunate that he picked up an injury. Yeah, it's tricky. Good point, and it probably says a lot that we're having to debate what we think the first choice back line is. Another good point here from Rory, who says, it seems there's a concentration problem, both on the restart, set pieces, start of game and second half start, lack of focus after any pause in play. Good point, Rory. And it's something that Mark Clattenburg, of all people, pointed to when we spoke to him after the Liverpool defeat. And he was saying about that drop ball situation, how because the Forest players probably felt a sense of injustice, that affected their concentration. And we talked on the podcast earlier this week about having chances to clear the ball and not doing so. And maybe that came into it. How you fix that problem or kind of address it, I'm not sure. And you're right, it probably does play into the fact we've talked about these slow starts, set pieces being difficult to deal with. It's maybe that is something, but how you address it or how you go about identifying it, I'm not so, it's difficult. I mean, that's what Nuno is obviously there for, to look at things like that, and players have to take a bit of responsibility themselves. You have to stay focused for the full game in the Premier League. The last two games have really emphasised that. The late goals, again, the FA Cup with Manchester United and then the Liverpool game. How if you think a game's done, if you switch off for 1 second, if you have any little lapse, teams can punish you. And if you're not, if Forest are taking their chances on Saturday, then I guess it's a different matter. But if the game is still very finely balanced, moments like that, you end up ruining them at the end of the game. There are some really important fixtures coming up, and we'll probably, March is huge on and off the pitch. The Luton game on the horizon, we talked about it on the podcast earlier this week, and it was Steve who was on, and he said it's the single most important game of the season at the minute, and I tend to agree because there is so much riding on it. It's not the end of the season if it doesn't go well, but Forest really need to win it. It is a huge game. But before that, obviously there is the Brighton one, so you want to go into that Luton match with confidence, in high spirits, with a good performance to build on. I think at the minute Forest have put in really good performances but not had the results at the end of it. It's making sure that evens itself out. there's a lot riding on the next few weeks, and I think we'll know a little bit more about the whole situation by the end of it. And then obviously at the start of April, expecting that we might hear what the outcome of the hearing into the PSR breach will be. Obviously the hearing takes place this week, Thursday and Friday. Outcome is not expected until April. So before then, Forest need to pick up as many points as they can. And then at the end of this month, I think we'll have the Premier League table will start to be a bit clearer, perhaps. It's all the uncertainty around the potential points deduction isn't helping at the moment. Not that Nuno and the players can focus on that and affect it in any way. But it doesn't help, does it? Ryan says, we'll be all right. Keep the faith. Take frustration out on teams. Agree. I think the best thing that Forest can do with all the frustration, the fury, the sense of injustice from the Liverpool game is channel that, is internalise it, channel it and use it in the right way against Brighton. Go out there firing, go out there feeling that you have a point to prove, that you fired up by all the frustration from that decision on Saturday. If they can use that in the right way, if they can go into that with the into the Brighton game with that kind of attitude, then they can be really dangerous for us. They're absolutely capable of getting something. There's a lot of frustration at the minute, you're right, not just about that one Liverpool decision. I guess it's that was kind of the culmination of a lot of decisions that Forest feel hard done by with. The best thing that they can do now is not dwell on that, but use it. Use that frustration. Have that fire, have that determination, have that desire to go out there. And whether a bit like we talked about the potential points deduction after Everton got theirs earlier in the season, they definitely had that siege mentality. I think Forest have to have the same at the moment, not in terms of points deduction, but perhaps with this the referee decisions and everything else. If they feel everything else is against them, if the players feel that they're not getting the rub of the green on the pitch, use it. Use that fire, use that frustration, use that fury, use that real anger at things not going your way. Use it the right way. Obviously, we don't want any silly red cards or anything like that. But if Forest can show that on Sunday and in the coming games, there can be really dangerous opponents. It's all about using it and having the right mentality and the right attitude from it. And I think they are capable of doing that. They'll certainly be fired up, I'm sure, after Saturday. I think the players will be really keen to go out there, prove a point, because they played so well. That's the frustrating thing against Liverpool. It was a really, really good performance. Defended brilliantly for 97 minutes. Looked good going forward. It was just that final little bit at the top end of the pitch and then that lapse in concentration. At some point, I'm sure, it's going to turn. And I'm convinced that there's going to be a moment where the good performances and the good results correlate, and then it's hopefully going to kickstart something, build a bit of momentum. We saw last season how one game, Liverpool away, changed everything. And after that, Forest went on a run, got some really important results. We all know what happened at the end of the season then. Hopefully it's the same this time around. Just need something to kickstart it. Adrian says, I just feel it's totally shambolic that the points situation hasn't been sorted yet. What the hell is going on? Neither club wants this to go on indefinitely. Absolutely. Everybody, I think everybody agrees, Adrian, probably not just Forest and Everton, but it affects other clubs as well. So the sooner it's sorted out, the better. But obviously there's a process that has to be gone through. The hearing this week, then it will be a little while until we know the outcome, and then there's a potential for appeal, and then that can obviously drag it on a little bit further. It's difficult, and it doesn't help this uncertainty. I mean, the worst case scenario is that it drags on. The backstop date for getting it sorted is May 24th after the season has finished, and nobody wants that. Nobody wants Forest to get to the end of the season, the final game, think that they have done enough, and then a few days later for their fate to be decided off the pitch. That is far from ideal. Nobody wants that. The sooner it gets sorted, you're right, the better. It's the process that it has to be gone through is just dragging it out, unfortunately, at the moment. And as I said, all the players, all Nuno can do is put that to one side, not focus on it, not let it affect them. They'll be aware of it. They'll know what's going on. The players are only human. But when they go out there on the pitch, they just have to focus on their job, their task in hand, and that's getting points at the minute. Forest need to get as many points as they can. And then once we know a bit more about any potential points deduction, then it becomes a bit clearer. But yeah, it's having to wait, and it's not great, is it? The uncertainty is far from ideal. Apologies to those I didn't get a chance to respond to. I'll be back with another one of these next week, hopefully with a positive result and performance to talk about. Fingers crossed anyway. Safe trip to those going to Brighton. Do say hello at the Amex, and I'll see you all again soon. Thanks all.